Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And as we do every month, we like to go in depth with a member of the Hastings Area Church Association, the Hastings Ministerial Association. And we have with us today Pastor Bob Grissom. He's with Berean Bible Baptist Church in Hastings. And gosh, I'm very excited to get to know him and hear a little bit more about the church itself. Pastor Bob, thank you so much. How have you been?
I have been great. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. I look forward to chatting with you and, you know, having a great discussion.
Well, thank you. So, Pastor Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been at Berean Bible Baptist Church. That's kind of hard to say, by the way.
Since
2015. And tell us about your time here, but more importantly, tell us about, you know, where you grew up and what you led you to become a pastor.
Wow, that is a great and a interesting story. I am actually from the West Coast. I was actually born in England. My father was in the Air Force, but they're natives of San Diego area, in Imperial Beach specifically. So I was raised in Imperial Beach and then spent a little bit of time in Arizona and Oregon. I graduated high school in 1981 and joined the Marine Corps.
Wow.
Spent 8 years in the Marine Corps, enjoyed my time there. It was a wonderful time. Wound up marrying my high school sweetheart. In fact, we just had our 40th anniversary.
Wow.
In December.
Congratulations.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. She, you know, she still loves me. It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. And we have 4 children, 10 grandchildren. So the Lord has been very good. He has blessed us in so many ways. It is just hard to imagine. I wound up getting out of the Marine Corps in 1989 and moved to Minnesota. I actually hired on with the Federal Aviation Administration. I had a job offer. I was a radar and computer technician in the Marine Corps, and that's what I wound up doing for a career after the Marine Corps. Spent about 30 years in that field. Retired from Federal Aviation Administration at the end of 2019. During that time, I wound up completing my degree, graduated from University of Northwestern here in the Twin Cities. I went through 3 years of Bible Institute. I have several hobbies, and it's just, my mother said that I was hyperactive when I was a child, and she took me off the medication, and this is what happens.
So, I don't know what that means, but okay.
I don't know either, but you know, during that time frame, I'm also a very avid scuba diver. I'm an instructor and a technical diver. My wife and I ran a martial arts school for over 30 years, so we're karate instructors as well. I grew up in church when I was a younger child, and then, like most people, for a while there, just kind of faded away. There was other things that kept me occupied, again, you know, sports and all those things that young people are thrilled with. And I didn't really get back into my spiritual journey until I'd been married for a couple of years and my wife was pregnant. And it kind of dawned on me, oh no, I have to be responsible. And one of the things that had been instilled in me, obviously, was the need to serve God and to seek out God. And that kind of hit me at that point in my life. And I decided that, you know, my wife and I would start looking and get back into church. And we did. I was still in the Marine Corps in my early 20s, and we wound up being stationed in South Carolina. So we moved from California to South Carolina for a duty station and got involved in a church out there that was just instrumental in changing the way that I viewed this whole church thing. So often we look at it as a duty or a responsibility or something that old folks do, you know. Well, when I got there and I actually got involved in a church out in Beaufort, South Carolina, I actually began to develop an interest and a love for the Bible. The pastor's messages actually answered a lot of questions that I had had. Even though I was raised in church, I had a lot of questions about why. Why different denominations, for example? Why do people believe what they believe? What is the basis for it? And as I began to sit under a pastor that taught the Bible, a lot of those questions were answered. And to me, that was exciting. It was thrilling. It made sense. And that was the beginning of, I suppose, my real spiritual journey. And then I wound up getting out of the Marine Corps, moved to Minnesota, like I said, in 1989.
Please say you moved during the summer.
We did. We did. We came up here. In fact, we were watching the fireworks, the 4th of July fireworks, as we were crossing from Wisconsin into Minnesota.
Wow.
So that was many years ago, and got involved in the church here, and the Lord called me into the ministry. I began working with the Sunday school class and the teens in a church. I was the teen leader for about 25 years as an associate pastor. And then, quite frankly, I was never intending to take on a church full time. I was looking forward to retiring and possibly settling down somewhere south, moving south where there wasn't any snow. And the Lord had other plans, and he moved me 40 minutes south. So here I am in Hastings, Minnesota, and I still own a snowblower.
Well, when you say that the Lord called you, what did that sound like to you?
That's very interesting because ministers, we talk about that a lot because there's so many different ways that it can happen. I began having opportunities to preach. I began having opportunities to fill in or teach Sunday school classes, and that began to happen more regularly. And quite frankly, I didn't feel like I was worthy. I honestly just felt like, why would the Lord choose to use me? I'm just a normal guy. I'm nothing special. But it kept happening. And over the course of a few years, people would begin to walk up to my wife and say, Is your husband a preacher? Or is your husband called to preach? And she would tell them, Well, I don't know. Ask him. And as we discussed it, I would say, Well, I don't know. And it began to kind of settle in my head that, this is something the Lord apparently wants me to do. And it took a while and a lot of time in prayer and contemplation. And the Lord kept blessing and the opportunities kept arising. And before I knew it, I was the associate pastor at a church. And quite frankly, we just fit. That's kind of where we settled in. And we, like I said, I'm a little unusual in that I was an associate pastor for about 25 years at the same church, which is highly unusual, but it seemed normal to me. So time went on and we were perfectly content. We were happy with what we're doing. We were engaged with the teenagers, took them on several mission trips. I went on a few mission trips myself. And over the years, the Lord just blessed all of those things. And as I said, I was not intending on taking a church full time, was kind of winding down towards the end of my career with the FAA. And then in 2015, Pastor Brandon got called to Connecticut. And through a large series of events, I wound up down here in Hastings, kind of wondering how on earth all of that happened. But it quickly became evident that, this is where the Lord wanted us, and the folks here are just great. They were extremely receptive to us as a new pastor coming in, and we have just had a wonderful time over the last, I guess it's almost 9 years now.
Boy, that's awesome. When you said that you went to Northwestern kind of later in life, what was that like? And had you gone right after high school, do you think you would have had the same experience?
You know, I don't think it would have been the same experience. For me, I had already been in the Marine Corps for 8 years. I had taken some college classes while I was in the Marine Corps, just again, young, trying to get life figured out. And I moved to Minnesota. I had a great job. We were established in the church. Everything was going well. But there just seemed to be, again, this desire to just finish my degree just because it was something I had started and wanted to finish. So my experience was going to college in the evenings while I was the associate pastor of the church, had a full-time job at Minneapolis Airport, and my wife and I were running a karate school.
Wow.
So, yes, well, that's what I was referring to earlier when I said that I was hyperactive when I was a child. And I jokingly say my mother took me off the medication, and this is what happens.
So tell us about your church, please. You are located south of Hastings on Highway 316. And
yes.
I don't know too much about it. So would you be so kind as to just tell us about the church in general and what your mission is, what you think you're known for?
Sure. Our church was formally established around 2003. I came here, as we've said, in 2015. I like to think of us as a more of a down-to-earth, relevant church that uses traditional hymns. But most importantly for us, I think, is the emphasis on an in-depth Bible preaching and teaching. Honestly, we're not an overly formal church, yet we have a great respect for the Word of God. It is the Word of God that is the basis for everything we do. So we strive to learn the Bible so that we can live the Bible. We are very family-oriented. We have a wide age range of people in our church, a lot of kids. I think the grandmother of the church is 92 years old. So we have everything in between, and it's a great congregation. I think that we have a very rare combination of traits in our congregation. We not only do we care for one another, but we serve one another. We have a desire to learn the Bible, and we have a passion to get the Word of God out. That's pretty much about who we are.
I like when you said earlier that your religion really clicked when you read the Bible and it answered a lot of your questions. Is that kind of your philosophy of what you want to impart to the people in your congregation?
Yes, actually it is. It's one of the driving forces. I see how it made an impact on me personally. I mean, we all know people that have, in casual conversation, have expressed questions and even doubts about why there are so many religions or what is it all about. The reality is we live in a society currently, especially, where the Bible is not as prevalent as it used to be. And many people have never read the Bible at all. We increasingly run across more and more people that have very limited, if any, church experience. And, you know, what I have found is that if you can take the Bible and just show people what it's all about and explain it in a way that makes sense, explain it in a way that answers not only the questions about, quote, religion, but in a way that answers questions about life, then people begin to see the power behind the Bible. They begin to see it for what it really is. And that changes lives. It gives people a perspective. It helps ground them. And they're better able to understand the world. They're better able to understand themselves. And they're better able to understand one another.
I know you said that you spent a lot of time as a youth pastor. What can you say about the youth of today, please?
I think the youth of today are looking for direction. And the reality is they're going to find direction somewhere. And it's up to us to help provide them with a direction that is noble, a direction that is worthy of following. We've all grown up. We've all been teenagers and young adults, and we know what it's like at that stage in life. You're trying to find yourself. you look at some things that maybe your parents did or your grandparents did, and you think, oh, that's old fashioned, and you're looking for a new way. And oftentimes that leads you down a path that is very disappointing, and it can be very detrimental. And then you have to adjust. And I think that's what most people go through when they grow up. What I like to do, honestly, in our church, one of my philosophies is I want our younger kids and even our teens and our young adults, I want them to have an experience in church that brings them good memories. I want them to look back and say, you know what, when we were at church, man, we had a great time. We learned a lot. The pastor actually cared about us. He was interested in how we were doing. And the things that we learned from him were helpful in that growing up process. All too often, kids look back at church, and for them, it was nothing more than getting yelled at, being told what they couldn't do, and they couldn't wait to just leave and go home. And it's not that way at our church. Believe it or not, our kids, even our teens and young adults, love being there. They enjoy the fellowship. They enjoy the fun, the games, yes, but they also enjoy what they learn in church, what they learn in Sunday school. And I think if you can show any generation, young or old, but especially the younger generation, if you can show them the merits, and if you can show them how that, hey, the Bible actually is a very reasonable book, and it's got benefits to taking heed to its principles and its precepts, just like happened with me in my 20s, your eyes begin to open up and you begin to look at the Bible in a much different way. And so that's what I hope to impart, especially to the younger generation.
Pastor Bob, if people are interested in worshiping with you, how can they do that, please?
We have Sunday school on a Sunday morning service and a Sunday evening service on Sundays. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30, and there are different classes for each age group. Our main morning service starts at 10:45. And then we have an evening service on Sunday at 6:30. And then we have an evening service on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Our Sunday evening and our Wednesday evening services are primarily a verse-by-verse Bible study. We're currently covering the book of Daniel on Sunday evenings, and we're in the book of Acts on Wednesday evenings.
And you are located at 18355 Red Wing Boulevard, or Highway 316, south of Hastings. We really appreciate your time, Pastor Bob. I learned a lot, so thank you so much. Pastor Bob Grissom is with Berean Bible Baptist Church in Hastings. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.